What they want is they don't want this to be spread on the front page. They don't want the result here to be announced by you, press conference, if you're contacted. They want you to say no comment. That's what they want, okay?
You can say the agreement speaks for itself.
Yeah.
In other words, if the New York Times calls you up, which I don't think they're going to call you up on this case, you had a lawsuit, yeah, I had a lawsuit, we agreed, here's the agreement.
I can do that.
Okay.
And no dispute, no, that was my question.
But excising the numbers.
Yeah.
We don't need the numbers in the consent order or whatever.
Okay.
See, if they want to do it by consent order.
So you're agreeing to confidentiality?
Okay.
So you're agreeing to confidentiality or what?
No.
No.
You can say here's the agreement.
You would not pass the agreement. You would not be the initiator.
I wouldn't reach out to the press and say, look what we just did.
You would never press conference, wouldn't, you know, be a confidential source to the press and then say, you know, if you asked me, I would give you a copy of this. This is the way politicians work.
Yeah, right.
That would be underhanded and bad faith in this case. They're not interested in getting publicity about the substance of the agreement, the fact that you settled or they settled, you know. It may look like they're afraid they look like they made a mistake. And you know what? I don't think they made a mistake. I think someone misled them. I don't think there was any intent to violate anyone's rights. I mean, the hospital here is in the business of helping people who are sick.
Right.
Okay? They're not in the business of annoying people or putting impediments up to receiving care. And I think it was, I don't think there's anything intentional. But you're a person who is the protected class under the ADA.
Mm-hmm.
You're much more cognizant and aware and thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And here they're trying to do something to correct it and get on with their mission. So,
and keep in mind, I know you know this, the ADA has been in for 20-something years.
I remember when I was county council.
Better than that, Bill Cahill.
And I myself has educated them.
Don't forget.
I call up the president and educate
him. Don't forget that not everybody was immediately aware of every aspect. And I will have to say, myself, I'm not aware of every aspect now. I mean, he's very cognizant, and he's 1%. He's a 1%er when it comes to...
My best friend was in a wheelchair since high school.
Yeah. Right.
But this is a hospital, and they, you know...
I agree. You know who's not accessible?
Yeah.
The United States Senate. I saw Max Cleveland being pushed up a hill.
Really?
And a senator from Mississippi says, look
at
that, U.S. senator.
That's not accessible.
Yeah. But I'm saying the Senate office building.
Right.
Had to have a black gentleman who was built like a National Football League player pushing him up this hill.
Exactly.
And a senator from Mississippi says, look at that, he's a U.S. senator.
But there was malice here, too. I heard you talk about this guy who, you know, didn't want people trampling the flowers. But
he said, it's the law, I don't care.
But he wouldn't do the cut of the curb to allow a wheelchair through on his path.
And the parking, he said, I'm not going to follow the law, I don't agree with it. Now, as a judge, would you agree with that?
No.
Okay.
No, and you know what? As a juror, I'd punish them for that.